This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden wants to speak with you tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
President Biden will address the nation in prime time to explain his decision to leave the race and make a case for his record. The president's legacy is very much on the ballot in November, even though his name is not, and how his single term is remembered will be intertwined with Kamala Harris's success. She is the first vice president to run for the White House since Al Gore, who distanced himself from Bill Clinton. Harris, though, is running tightly on the administration's achievements.
Unmatched in modern history.
Donald Trump and his allies are eager to tie Harris to the president's record, and not in a good way, calling her Biden 2.0 and singling out high inflation and border policies, among other things. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will speak to Congress today. John Alderman, a Middle East expert with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, on what to expect.
I can imagine if the congressional address differs a lot from what people have been telegraphing, which is that it's going to be a sort of consensus-driven, good behavior, how much we're cooperating kind of talk, that if Netanyahu turns sharply critical of the White House in his congressional address, there could be some scheduling problems getting the meetings he wants at the White House the next day.
Middle East expert John Alterman in Washington. FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying at a congressional hearing today about the Bureau's investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Overseas now, 2 days before the opening ceremony, competitions at the Paris Olympics officially began this morning, with players kicking off at soccer matches involving Spain and Argentina. There are 8 soccer matches today. This is AP News. CrowdStrike is talking about that global tech outage that fouled up so many plans. The AP's Julie Walker.
CrowdStrike is blaming a bug in an update for allowing its cybersecurity systems to push bad data out to millions of customer computers, setting off last week's global tech outage that's still reverberating, especially in the airline industry. The company put a preliminary post-incident review online Wednesday explaining that a bug in the content validation system allowed what it calls problematic content data to go out to CrowdStrike's customers, triggering an unexpected exception, crashing Windows operating systems. CrowdStrike had said it would take measures in the future to prevent similar outages. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is $3.51 a gallon this morning, same as a week ago, says the AAA. Price is holding steady. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.